When it comes to being green, there are few more experienced than Mark Ruffalo, a hulking figure in the world of environmental activism. But I went to see the interview with Mark Ruffalo because he's famous. Who didn't? I wanted to be in the presence of celebrity and be able to brag about it later. And I also assumed that he must have done something pretty cool for Dickinson to give him the award they did, because some will undoubtedly claim he was chosen as a bid for attention, and he will have to prove that he is a lot more than an empty-headed celebrity. That is exactly what he did prove during his interview with Professor Farrell. Almost as soon as the talk began, I forgot that Ruffalo was famous or anything else than an activist. He spoke convincingly about the power of love and righteous anger as opposed to guilt and bitterness as agents of change. And who knows the importance of controlling your anger better than Ruffalo? He demonstrated a profound personal commitment to the cause of environmental protection. What I took away most from this event is the feeling that perhaps we are being prematurely hopeless about climate change. Our circumstances are incredibly dire, and our planet will never go back to being what it was before humans. But that doesn't mean there is nothing we can do, or that people will continue to ignore the problems we are facing. Ruffalo uses his metaphorical spotlight as a celebrity to highlight his message, and this is probably the most important thing he can do. If this talk were given by any other person, by some unknown professor or scientist, however accomplished and knowledgeable they might be, it would not attract as much attention as this talk did. By attending this talk, I learned that we have to use the tools we have to fight for the causes we care about. If everyone accepted this challenge, no movement would lack support. I am glad I attended this event, and most of the others I have attended have been just as thought-provoking and important. I will definitely continue to attend events on campus, even the ones that don't have movie stars.